This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Mr. Modi emphasized that the citizens must remain vigilant against the Congress-sponsored culture of fake promises. He said that the people of Haryana recently rejected these lies and preferred a government that is stable, progress-oriented and action-driven. Mr. Modi said the Congress party is realizing the hard way that making unrealistic promises is easy, but implementing them properly is tough or impossible. He said the Congress party's stance is badly exposed in front of the people. Meanwhile, the BJP demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that for the first time, Congress has acknowledged misleading the public. He said that Congress-led governments in Karnataka, Telangana and Himachal Pradesh are facing financial hardships in fulfilling the guarantees offered to the people. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control LAC in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Earlier, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points, including Chushul Muldo, Daulat Begoldi, Hot Spring, KK Pass and Konkala. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from 1st November. The Railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to 31st October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120-day periods were getting cancelled. The Bombay Stock Exchange BSE and National Stock Exchange NSE conducted Muhurat trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of Samvat 2081. Both the indices ended yesterday special trading session on a positive note. The BSE Sensex gained 335 points or 0.42% to close at 79,724, while the NSE Nifty added 99 points or 0.41% to settle at 24,304. The pre-open trading session commenced at 5:45 p.m. and ended at 6 p.m., while normal market trading spanned between 6 and 7 yesterday evening. In view of the Chhath festival, the railways operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. The special trains are being operated in the national capital from Anand Vihar, New Delhi and Nizamuddin railway stations. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said that about 140 trains are being operated by Northern Railway from major railway stations in the Delhi region. Special arrangements have also been made for the convenience of passengers at major railway stations so that they do not face any inconvenience in boarding the trains. In cricket, India trailed by 149 runs against New Zealand in their first innings on the opening day of the third and final test match in Mumbai. When stumps were drawn yesterday, India were 86 for 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.